Linda, can you tell me about the Lidl survey that released yesterday?
Yes, absolutely. We undertook the research because we had researched a lot of pieces of work from international markets, but there was nothing specific to the Irish market as to why young girls were leaving sport. So we wanted something that was localised and Irish-based to understand why young girls are leaving sport at an early age. And that's really why we undertook the research in the first instance. And I suppose a lot of the research that's coming out of it pointing to young girls feeling that sport encourages them with body confidence, mental well-being, and I suppose they're also supporting them in terms of coping with the pressures of life as well, which was coming through clearly from the research.
Can we just take it back one step and yeah. Maybe people be wondering, what are Lidl doing with sport and this survey? There is a reason why Lidl would be interested in this.
Yes, I suppose we really want to, with this survey, we want to encourage young girls to stay in sport. The girls that are playing, we want them to stay playing, and the girls that aren't playing, we want to encourage them to play sport and to take up a team sport. It's come through very clearly from the research that girls aren't as encouraged as much as boys in terms of staying in sport, and we know that over 70% of women have given up a sport or didn't take up a sport at all because they didn't feel encouraged enough. So at Lidl, we really want to encourage these participations in team sports, and that's why we're investing over 2.5 million in women's sport since we took up the sponsorship in 2016.
So Lidl are sponsoring ladies' football in the Gaelic Games area.
Exactly, yeah. We sponsor the club competition and we sponsor the post-primary school competition as well. So really from the grassroots area up with women's sport.
So can I say, this idea to have a survey might have come from a hunch that you could kind of see this, but you wanted to know the data and the figures behind it.
Exactly. We saw it from international research and we saw that there was a correlation between girls leaving sport at an early age, but there was nothing specific to the Irish market, and we really wanted to understand. We'd heard different pieces of narrative to say that girls are leaving sport, but we'd never really understood or had reasons as to why they're leaving sport, and that's why we wanted to undertake it. If we could understand why girls are leaving sport, it helps us, you know, in terms of building our creative and making sure that we have a message which resonates with mums in terms of encouraging girls to stay in sport or to pick up a team sport.
To say that they're leaving it means that they were in it in the first place, which is a good thing.
Yes, so absolutely. There is really high participation rates. So when we interviewed the girls from 12 to 17, 84% of them said that they were playing a team sport. So it's really positive in that there's really high uptake. But it's just when they hit that crucial age at a time in their life when they need it most, they're actually leaving the sport sort of from 13 is that sort of key age where they drop out between 13 and 17.
So they're doing really well in primary school, but maybe when they go to secondary school, there's no kind of enforced kind of be involved in teams. They can choose physical education or they can choose other things.
Exactly. And a part of a qualitative study that we did as well, some of that came through in terms of pressure to take academic work more seriously, and that's why they sort of felt that they couldn't fit everything into their lives. And also what was coming through is pressure to look a certain way. So I suppose girls feeling that, you know, sport wasn't necessarily, you know, the most attractive or cool or, you know, the best thing that they could possibly do. So that sort of came through on the research. But actually, it's at a time and they really do need it most. And very clearly, you can see the differences in terms of the ability to cope for girls who play sport versus the girls who don't.
I'm thinking that the report must have landed in Marlborough Street at the Department of Education or at up near Houston at the HSE's headquarters with a bit of a thud, and this is something they should really be reading.
We have made it available, so it's available on our website Lidl.ie Serious Support. So it's widely available now, all details of the report, and absolutely we'd welcome the support at that level, because I suppose our key objective is to get these girls continuing to play sport, because we can see the real benefits coming through in the research for girls that do stay in sport.
Lidl are sponsoring for the second year now the ladies' football, and you've got a bunch of ambassadors who are doing wonderful things to be kind of icons to younger girls to look at and say, I can do that too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we saw within the research, girls that do play sport, they look up to some of those sporting icons like Annalise Murphy, Katie Taylor. But I suppose we don't have enough role models within women's sport for girls, and we really want to with our brand ambassadors. We really want to create those brand ambassadors and the inspiration for those young girls. So we had a Future Stars event for the last 2 weekends where we invited young girls. So we had over 600 young girls across 4 different sites attending, and our brand ambassadors brought them through different drills, different skills, I suppose taught them, you know, the importance of what sport means for them and how important it has been through their whole lives. So we really want these young girls to look up to these role models and get some inspiration from them as well.
Many young girls, their role model is their mother. Does mother have a kind of a part to play in this?
Mother has a huge part to play in this, and when we looked at the encouragement levels, it's mums who are the primary encourager in terms of both the sons and daughters. But what we do see is that mums are more encouraging towards their sons, and I suppose encourage them not to drop out of sport more than their daughters. So we do also see on a positive note that mums really do acknowledge the potential that sport has for girls, whether it's a future on in their lives in terms of business or the social benefits that they have, but in the encouragement levels are still far behind those sort of positive levels. So we need to get those encouragement levels up. So we're really both shouting out to all parents, mums and dads, as a real action of all of this, to really encourage their young girls to stay in sport or to take up their team sport.
Just to recap then, Lidl Ireland want young girls to stay involved in sport at that crucial age, and
exactly.
The benefits are manyfold in well-being, body confidence,
exactly.
And in, you know, society and inclusion and all these things.
Exactly. I mean, there was marked differences. We asked the girls within the survey, we asked mums, dads and young girls about body confidence, mental well-being and ability to cope with pressures in life, and there is marked differences between the girls who play sport and the girls who don't. Everybody, all of the teenagers, so almost two-thirds of teenage girls said that they did experience peer pressure, and there was no real difference in that level between girls who play sport and who don't play sport. So all girls are experiencing peer pressure, but I suppose what the girls and what's come through in the research is that those who play sport have better tools in terms of managing those pressures.
Linda Fitzgerald, can I thank you for the interview, but also thank Lidl Ireland for doing this survey, because it's just something a lot of people should be reading.
No problem. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about it.
Take care.
Thank you.